Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by you. That's right, you, our listener. Without you guys, we couldn't get this done. Deeply appreciate it. We had a couple donations this week, and I thank you guys. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is March 18th, 1953, and the title is Struggle for the Main Divide. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. You'll hear the exciting story, Struggle for the Main Divide, in just 1 minute. The growth of the West met a need for transportation, and the railroads began to build their steel ribbons across the plains. But when the shrill whistle of the Iron Horse echoed against the Colorado Mountains, the going got rough. There it was that United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles had one of their big adventures as they joined the struggle for the Main Divide.
Steady, Buckshot. Won't be long now, boy.
Well, there she comes, Bill, around the bend.
That's right, Jingles, right over the bend.
But it ain't nothing but an engine and one car.
Sure, that's Mr. Hennessy's private car.
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you reckon old Hardrail Hennessy wants with us?
We'll soon find out.
Sure makes a lot of noise. Now, doggone it, cut that out. You scared Joker half to death.
Wild Bill, Jingles, come on up in the car.
Be right there, Mr. Hennessy.
Howdy, Hardrail. Bill, we better tie up the horses. They might spook a little.
Nah, just turn them loose, partner. They'll settle down and graze after a bit. Come on.
Come right on up, Bill. Jingles, I'll get down to business.
Fine, Hardrail.
Yeah, so long as it don't mean no shooting or fighting or riding hard or going without my three squares a
Jingles.
Day.
Jingles.
I want you boys to meet Mr. Bueller. Burton Bueller.
Howdy.
Yeah,
howdy,
howdy. Yeah, Hennessy, I'm in a hurry. I'm not here for a social gathering.
I've never heard anybody to be sociable.
Bueller's a civil engineer. He's trying to sell me some maps of a route through the Main Divide.
Oh, you're going to build your railroad on West, Hardrail?
I sure am, but not until I can find a route map you and Bill will set your approval on.
Approval? Oh, these two bums to be approving anything.
Bum?
Hold it, Jingle.
Oh. Well, these two bums, as you call them, Bueller, are the famous Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles. Well, they know this mountain country better than any other man alive.
Hickok?
Yeah.
Jingles?
Yeah.
What are you trying to pull, Hennessy? I deliver the maps. I want my money.
Not so fast, Bueller. You'll get your money when Hickok approves them as being the best route through the Main Divide and not before.
You're trying to swindle me, Hennessy.
Looks to me like it's the other way around. Now, let me see those maps.
Hey, get your hands off those maps.
I thought so, Bill. Look at this.
Yeah, through Stone Hollow and over Eagle Ridge. Somebody's led you wrong, Mr. Bueller. You couldn't put a railroad line over that route in 100 years.
Why, you meddling maverick.
Bill!
Bueller, what's the meaning of this?
Looks like you're being bit by a buzzard, Hardrail. Don't worry, Bill can handle his kind.
I'll teach you not to play the mind business, Hickok.
Looks like you asked for this, Bueller.
Well, you see how Bill does it, Hardrail?
Sorry to have caused you any trouble, Mr. Hennessy, but this gent just seemed to be looking for a fight.
Yeah, you ain't had your last fight with me, Hickok.
Now, you're being real stubborn, mister.
You'd better take your maps and be on your way, Bueller. Looks like we don't do business.
I'm going, but I'll be back. You'll build your railroad over my route and pay me that $10,000, or you won't build a railroad at all.
Oh, go on and get out of here.
Never mind, Jingles.
I'm mighty grateful to you, Bill. I was wide open for a swindle. Maybe I should have listened to my daughter after all.
Your daughter? Little Molly?
Well, not little anymore, Jingles. Molly's a big girl now. She's in love with a young engineer named Jim Mallory. She wants me to give him a chance to find a way through the Main Divide.
Maybe we can help him, Mr. Hennessy.
Why, that would be real.
Bill, it's a window. That varmint's back.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Only seconds after Burton Bueller left the car, he doubled back and shot through the window at Wild Bill Hickok. Bill ran out of the car and caught Bueller before he could make a getaway.
Get loose from me, Hickok!
Drop that gun, Bueller.
I'll drop it right over your skull!
You get right hard to convince, mister! All right, I'll take that gun now. Get up on your feet, Bueller.
All right. What are you going to do with me?
If you don't straighten out, I'm going to take you to jail to think it over.
No ifs about it, Bill. I'll take him to the lockup right now. He almost killed you.
Ingles is right, Bill. That man's dangerous.
Well, maybe he can explain all this.
Explain nothing.
All right, Bueller. Talk and talk fast.
I reckon I made a mistake, Hickok. And if Hennessy will give me another chance, I'll find that route through the main divide yet.
Well, I'm not one to hold grudges, Bueller. That 10,000 still waiting for the man who can prove he's found the best line for my railroad.
Well, what about Molly's boyfriend?
I was coming to that. You'll have competition, Bueller.
Well, that young upstart don't know these mountains.
Well, the first man to bring me a map Hickok will approve gets the money.
That's fair enough, but no more tricks, Bueller. You've got the chance you asked for, now get going.
Dad, you mean you're going to give Jim a chance after all? Oh, that's wonderful. Did you hear that, Jim?
You won't be sorry, Mr. Hennessy.
All right, Jim, but don't forget you're in competition with Bueller.
Competition's good for anybody, sir. But Bueller's going to have to move fast. You know what that $10,000 means to Molly and me.
Now, hold on. I said you could look for a route through the mountains. I didn't say you could marry my daughter.
Oh, now, Dad, you know you won't object if Jim succeeds.
Well, he hasn't succeeded yet, young lady. And don't forget, Wild Bill and Jingles have to approve your map before I'll buy it.
Oh, that's all right with Jim.
It sure is. Say, here they come now.
Hello, Buckshot. Who are you?
Hello, Bill. Jingles, I was hoping you'd get back.
Well, if it ain't little old Molly all grown up.
She sure is, Jingles.
Bill, I want you and Jingles to meet Jim Mallory.
Howdy.
Howdy.
You're the gent that's figuring to marry Miss Molly, huh?
That's what I got in mind, Jingles.
He's got a lot to do before he gets around to that, Jingles.
Like finding a route through the main divide.
That's right, Mr. Hickok. I'm just starting out again now.
Good luck, Jim. Be careful.
That's good advice, young fella. You better keep watch on for that sidewinder, Burton Bueller.
I figure I can take care of myself.
Well, Bueller ain't one to let anybody get in his way. You better look for that railroad route with one eye and a sneaking bushwhacker with the other one.
I think you're crazy, Bueller.
Who asked you to think? You listen to me, Sharp. I know what I'm doing.
But that Hickok ain't no man to fool with. Things was all right till he came along.
Yeah, and things will be all right again after he's dead and gone. And that's your job.
Oh, better shots than me have tried to get Hickok.
It only takes one in the back. He don't know you're in on this deal with me, so he won't be looking for trouble.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Well, I had. Now, you find him and stick on his trail till you get a chance to plug him. Hickok's all that's standing in my way.
Oh, well, what about that young Jim Mallory?
I'm going out to check on him right now. You keep your eyes open for Hickok. You take care of him, and I'll take care of Mallory.
Bill, what are we doing anyhow?
We're following Bueller out of town, Jingles.
Bueller, but I thought he was out in the mountains looking for a railroad route.
Yeah, so did I.
Bill, that varmint's got something up his sleeve.
You know, you may be right, partner. We better follow him and see where he goes. Pick him up, Buckshot.
Well, what we ought to have done was to throw him in jail.
He's headed up toward the main divide. Come on, we don't want to lose him.
I'd like to lose him in a river. Come on, Joker, pick up your lazy old feet. And no back talk. And Bill, somebody's shooting at us.
I believe you're right, Jingle.
Oh, Joker, oh. Believe it, I know it. Come on, now, let's go back and smoke that Jasper out.
No time for that now, Jingles. We'd lose track of Bueller. Come on, he's almost out of sight. Hiya, Baxter, hiya.
Doggone it, I don't know whether I'm coming or going. Get up, Joker! Jump, I said!
Who's that?
David and Mallory.
Bueller, what are you doing here? If you've come for trouble, I can...
Trouble? Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I just saw your campfire. I thought I'd drop by for some company.
Well, if that's on the square, then draw up to the fire. But keep your hand away from that six gun.
You're right touchy, young fella.
Well, I figure I got a right to be. I know you're looking for the same thing I am.
A route through the main divide, sure, but we can't look tonight.
No,
so but... relax. You found anything promising yet?
Nope. But I wouldn't be telling you if I did, would I?
I reckon not. I ain't found anything to draw a map about neither, so I guess we're still leaving.
Well, I'm not drawing any maps till I'm sure. You can't fool Wild Bill Hickok. Not that I'd want to.
Hey, maybe I got a good idea. I just thought of it.
What's that?
What are we going to partnership?
Partnership?
Well, sure, two of us looking together might do a lot better than looking separately. Then we could split the 10,000.
So that's why you came here, Bueller.
Oh, now, hold on.
I figured you had some trick up your sleeve. Nothing doing.
5,000 is better than nothing, ain't it?
10,000 goes to the winner, and I'm going to be that winner.
Oh, you just think you are. You're merely...
Go reach for that gun, Bueller.
You don't want to be reached for a gun.
A hiccup.
And Jingles is right off here with a pair of six irons ready for action, if anybody's interested.
Oh, what's everybody getting excited about? There ain't been no trouble.
Maybe not, but we're just around to keep you from thinking up a scheme, Bueller.
I was just having a friendly chat around the campfire.
Bueller was trying to get me to go into partnership on finding that railroad route, Bill.
Well, I figured two heads were better than one. There ain't no hard feelings. I'll be going now. May the best man win. Naturally, I figure to be the best man.
That's fair enough, Bueller, so long as you keep it on the square.
You worry too much, Hickok. Someday somebody's gonna figure a way to cure you of that.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles left young Jim Mallory to continue his search for a pass through the mountains and headed back for town, where Bill said he had some unfinished business.
What unfinished business you talking about, Bill?
You seem to forget. Somebody took a shot at us riding out last night, Jingles.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope they try it again. Sun peeking over that hill, we ought to be able to spot the bushwhacker.
Looks like you got your wish, partner.
Doggone it, I ought to be more careful about asking for trouble. Now, where...
There he is, Jingles.
You lowlife salamander! I'm gonna teach you!
He's running for his horse, Jingles. Hold your fire.
Let's get him, Bill.
Come on. Hiya, Buckshot. After him, boy.
Ain't gonna do you no good to run.
Save your lead, Jingles. All right, hold on that horse.
Get back.
Run him, Buckshot. That's a boy.
Get his gun, Bill.
Now, I'll take that six iron, mister. Now, come down off of that horse.
All right, I've had enough.
All right. Maybe you're ready to do a little explaining.
Yeah, come here taking pot shots at us in our back.
I was hired to do it.
Hired?
Who hired you?
Bill, somebody shot him.
Yeah.
Now he can't tell us anything, doggone it.
He won't have to, Jingles. I just figured the whole thing out. We better get back to Mr. Hennessy's private car before there's another killing. Come on.
Well, there it is, Bill. What's the all-fired rush about?
No time to explain now, Jingles. Whoa, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker. One of these days, Bill Hickok, I'm just going to sit right down on the spot until you do explain.
Why, Bill, Jingles, I've got the most wonderful news.
You have?
Yes, Jim's found a path through the main divide.
He has?
Uh-huh. I knew he could do it.
Is he here?
Did he bring in the map?
No, he just rode by to tell me. Now he's gone up to his cabin to draw up the maps for Dad.
Bill... Bill, look.
Huh?
Bill. Jingles, it's Burton Bueller. He's coming here.
Bill, if I ain't mistaken, those papers he's carrying over his saddle horn look an awful lot like a set of maps.
Oh, where's Jim? Bueller's gotten here first after all.
Listen to me, Molly.
Yes?
Tell your dad to stall Bueller.
All right, I will, but how?
Your dad said I had to approve those maps. I can't approve them if I'm not here.
But where are we going, Bill?
Come on, you'll see when we get there.
I ain't moving a step until I know what's going on. So you can just go on, go alone if you don't want to tell me now.
All right. Partner, so long. Steady, Buckshot.
Hey, Hickok, where you going? Got the maps here that are going to win me that 10,000. You can't leave now.
Sorry, Bueller, you're going to have to wait. I'll be right back. Hi, Buckshot, hi!
Joker, you jughead, come here. Hey, Bill! Wait for me! Now, dadgummit, Bill Hickok, I'm getting plumb fed up with running all over the country and not knowing a thing I'm doing.
Oh, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker. Doggone it, now where are we?
This is Jim Mallory's cabin and office, Doc Jingles.
Jim Mallory?
Yeah, and you can start praying that we find a live man in here instead of a dead one.
Bill, they're on the floor.
That's right, partner, Jim Mallory.
Tied up and not moving. Bill, is he dead?
No, partner, he's still breathing. Untie him while I try to bring him around.
Yeah, would you look at this cabin? Must have been a whale of a fight.
Jim. Jim, come on, boy, wake up.
Oh, you sneaking coyote, you ain't got... Get your hands off of me, you dirty...
You got a lot of fight left,
Bill. Hold it, boy, hold it. It's Bill and Jingles.
Bill, Jingles. Where's Bueller? Where are my maps?
Bueller? Maps? Bill, is that...
That's the... right, Jingles. Now you get the whole idea. Come on, Jim. Guess you can ride.
Sure I can. But my maps...
I think we'll find them all right, but we better hurry. I figure a couple of people are getting right impatient about now. Oh, Buckshot. All right, Jingles, pull up here.
Ain't we going right into Hardrail Hennessy's private car, Bill?
I am. You hold Jim out here until I call you.
I don't get it, Hickok.
You will, Jim. You just wait a few minutes.
No use arguing with him, Jim.
Well, here's Hickok now.
Oh, it's about time.
Oh, Bill, I thought you'd never get back.
All right, Hickok, there are the maps. Hennessy says you've got to give your okay, so give it. I want my money.
Let's see. Yeah, this line here shows right through Big Creek Canyon, up alongside Indian Hill, and through Needle's Eye Pass. Well, looks all right.
See, Hennessy, I told you.
You approve the layout of these maps then, Bill?
Yes, Hardrail. I'd pay the man that made these maps that $10,000 if I were you.
Oh, you're talking, Hickok. Come on, Hennessy, shell out the dinero, 10,000 cartwheels.
Not so fast, Bueller. I said I'd pay the money to the man that made those maps.
What? What are you trying to pull, Hickok?
Jingles?
Yeah, Bill?
Bring him in, partner.
Hey, what's going on here?
Here he is, Bill.
Jim. Oh, Jimmy, darling.
Here's your man, Mr. Hennessy. Jim Mallory made those maps, and Bueller stole them from him an hour ago after they were finished.
Hickok, I'll kill you for this.
Bueller's gun! Jack him!
You got his gun, Bill.
That won't stop me. You're going to pay for meddling in this, you tin-horned marshal.
Somebody stop him!
Don't worry, Miss Molly. Bill's got all it takes to stop that varmint. Give it to him, Bill!
I'm doing my best!
And that is that, ain't it? Now, all I gotta do is to bundle him up and drag him off to jail.
Well, Jim, you get the money and my permission to marry Molly. But, Bill, I still don't understand all about this.
I didn't either for quite a while, Hardrail.
No, now, it was real simple. You see, Bueller just figured that, he was going to, you see, the maps were... Oh, doggone it, Bill, you'd better tell him.
All right, partner. Bueller figured Jim knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
So he just waited until Jim made his maps.
Uh-huh.
And then he stole them.
Yes, sir, that's just what I was going to say. But I'll save it for the trial.
We will continue in just 1 minute. You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Clayton Post, Lou Krugman, Eddie Firestone, and Lillian Baeff. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking, reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of... And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Thanks for joining us today, folks, and we'll be with you again on Friday. Right, Andy?
You betcha, Guy, with a story of thundering hoofs mixed with thundering guns as a big Texas cattle drive moves up the trail towards Kansas. We call it Dodge City or Bust.
So long, kid.
See you Friday. Shoot! choo-choo-choo. Choo-choo-choo's your favorite cereal.
You tell him, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving size boxes with 10 assorted Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Lillian Bayef, Clayton Post, Eddie Firestone, Lou Krugman, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.